We're trying a new thing on this one where I don't check the levels before.
Is it even recording?
Yeah, it's recording now. So this episode started.
Can't you see like the volume?
Yeah,
isn't there like a readout?
I get a general idea of where it's at.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. No,
how was that?
You're screaming.
Ah! Ah!
There we go. That's good. We got to keep it quiet anyways. We're doing another late night one. Well, I guess after, not so much after dark, but after work.
I'm nude. We're all naked.
All day, but
we're all wearing smoking jackets and no pants.
Yeah, I did. I did it. The commercial I worked on today, chock full of celebs.
Oh yeah, who do we got?
I mean, I don't even know if they take the NDA seriously, but there's some pretty fucking big names.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
Travolta.
A promo for a movie. So
Travolta.
You know, it's like a
Hairspray 3.
Yeah, it was Hairspray 3. So it was John Travolta, Ricky Lake, Divine.
Isn't Divine dead?
Yeah, she's been dead.
They dug her up.
He's been dead.
The guy.
Hey, respect her pronouns.
I think the pronoun was he.
Harvey Firestein.
Yeah.
Stone.
Harvey
Firestein.
Is that
David?
Dad?
Oh, David, there's aliens coming.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't understand about the new Independence Day is they like retconned in a gay couple, but like it was implied that Harvey Firestein was gay in the first one.
Right, I know.
They already had a gay character.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then they came out with a new one and they just made Brett Spinner gay. And he's like, well, I think we already talked about it on the
last
podcast.
Was he extra gay?
No, he's actually not gay at all. He's basically just like, I'm gay, by the way.
I was just beating off the two boys kissing.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wakes up and he was in a coma for like 25, since the first movie.
Okay.
And he wakes up and his boyfriend scientist is there and he's like, baby, you're awake. And he's like, baby, I love you so much. And then they both look at the camera and they're like, eh?
Wait, this is Goldblum is gay?
No, Goldblum is not one of the scientists. He's a guy.
Wasn't he a scientist?
No, he's just Jewish. His character is just a Jewish person. And they're really good at math. So,
yeah.
So
but
he
not
has
science math.
No, that
more
movie
like
sucks,
actuarial math.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Accountancy. I've noticed that the there is a signal. I wonder if the script was written that way. Just 9 pages of the word
probably. Every Goldblum vehicle has that.
Yeah. Did we talk about the Independence Day?
I think briefly.
I never saw it.
I didn't see it either. That's why we didn't talk about it.
It's atrocious.
Yeah,
it's
it
like
looked
really
like
bad.
Dog shit.
No, it didn't, dude. The trailer looked cool. I was excited about it, but it's really not a good movie. When it came and went and I didn't hear anybody talking about it, I was like crushed. That was the one summer movie I was excited about.
Yeah, 2016 was the worst movie year ever, right?
Probably,
say. There was no good summer blockbusters.
Art is pretty much dead.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's never going to
be. It's all
remakes. It's never going to fucking get better.
Ghostbusters was really
good. I thought, like, people were like, oh, well, Trump's going to be good for comedy, and I didn't believe that. And then immediately.
He's already bad for
immediately
comedy.
They proved that it's not. It's fucking awful for comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had What's-Her-Name crying and playing piano on
that
SNL.
That sucked, man.
We're in a golden age of comedy.
You know what I like to believe is that
that's not funny.
They'd already planned to do that. They had planned to do that, and then they had to get like permission from Leonard Cohen. And then he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's dead.
And then he had a heart attack.
Oh.
And then that's what killed him.
Sorry, I ruined
it. It was a shitty idea.
That's another bit that I've ruined.
I didn't watch the Chappelle monologue either, but
it was
like,
not good. Everyone said it was
really
great.
I haven't seen it.
Man, honestly, like, you know, I love Dave Chappelle, but anytime I've seen him since he quit, he's just been okay.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and there's funny moments here and there, but it's everyone pretending like it's, you know, Chappelle like he was fucking 20 years ago.
No, it's not.
No one in comedy is ever that good. George Carlin is the only guy that did it, and it's because he had to, otherwise he was going to go to prison. I'm serious.
What are you?
He owed like millions of dollars to the IRS. You're laughing.
That's
but,
so good.
Yeah, you're laughing, but it's true. Like he owed all his money to the IRS, and he like couldn't pay.
I
so
hate
he
to
had
say.
To,
sorry.
He had to like write more specials. So everything from like 1974 on was just so he could pay back taxes.
Bill Cosby, I hate to say it, he's a monster, but pretty good into old age.
I
he stopped
know.
Standing more, but
yeah.
Not, I mean, like pretty for a 97-year-old man, like
I
not
guess
this,
I hate.
I mean, he's probably
this guy now.
Like better at stand up than he is entering and exiting a vehicle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I watched SNL live this weekend, which I never do.
Oh, nice, man.
But
where?
At my apartment.
Cool.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's Dave, like, I preface by saying he's my favorite comic ever, probably. Especially, like, growing up.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see it.
People telling me to give Donald Trump a chance. Oprah to fucking tell me, oh, yeah, calm down, give Donald Trump a chance.
I know, dude, look at his fucking cabinet. That shit is so good. Just fucking Newt Gingrich is in the mix.
Yeah.
And then fucking the guy from Breitbart just works in the White House now. That's so good, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't honestly...
All right, we already did a politics episode.
You're right.
We don't need to do that.
No.
I was fucking chamber loaded, ready to go on Independence Day.
I got nothing.
And you derailed it completely.
Do you have anything else for it?
Did we?
Oh yeah, I wish you had seen it. It's terrible.
You didn't tell us.
Amber, did I talk about it on your podcast? The Independence Day movie. Yeah, okay. So that's which one it was.
Okay, so sorry.
Guys, I'm podcast rich now. I've done too many podcasts. I can't remember what I said. I'm going to get like Alzheimer's at like 36 from recording every conversation I've ever had.
Where am I? We should just stop talking, not recorded. We should just have the fucking...
That's what I was always, saying. Yeah,
that was actually me and Adam's original idea for a podcast. We were going to do like the Nixon tapes podcast.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to be Nixon and Kissinger having conversations.
That's pretty
good.
And then
we'd bring a guest on for 5 minutes and then talk shit about them for being like, you know, a crypto Jew or whatever after they left.
The Jew is not a trustworthy individual. The Jew is a natural spy.
Fuck. I love that shit. I also love Johnson's, where he's talking about just finger fucking on some other, on other recordings. It's so good, dude.
Yeah.
Lyndon
How did
Johnson?
They think that was going to be a good. Yeah, yeah.
Is he on the Nixon tapes?
No, but
he's on the
did
Johnson
that
tapes
first.
He had a conversation with Billy Bush Sr.
Billy Bush Sr.
The other Bush dynasty.
Yeah.
The cousins of the political Bushes were entertainment Bushes. And they went back. You
it was
know.
Awesome. He said nylons ruined finger fucking.
LBJ like, did?
Yeah, LBJ.
He's the man.
My man was just fucking... That's finger popping.
But Nick, how about that Independence Day movie?
No, there's a lot of bad shit going on in that movie. It opens up and Hillary Clinton is... It's not Hillary, but it's basically Hillary Clinton. President right. Hillary giving
President
a speech.
President bitch.
Yeah, and...
Sorry. That really did land.
Whoa, dude.
Space Hillary's giving a speech and she's like, as you all know, there's been no wars since the aliens left. And it's like... You would never say that in the context.
Right.
Like, nobody's fucking, nobody talks like that.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, there's been no war. You know, it's all this like bullshit exposition to catch you up, you know, what the starting point for the movie is. But it's like, that's where the last one left off. You can just assume that there hasn't been
right.
some war unless you wrote it into this, you know, your perfect world scenario.
Uh-huh.
Or and, it's like, there's been no war since we beat the aliens and we've used their technology to help. Now that's why we have, like, space flight or something now.
Right.
And anyhow, just, you know, happy 4th of July, America. That's where the movie's starting. And then it cuts to her in the office and she's like, great speech, Elizabeth. And she'd been reading over it and it's like, it's a terrible speech. You're just using it to get to... You know, the beginning of the movie.
Sure.
So why even say great speech? Just have her just look over and be like, oh, okay. And then it cuts to the hallway outside, and there's a picture, or there's like a poster hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the Oval Office, there's like, for whatever reason, just jammed into the corner.
Yeah.
A picture of Will Smith, and it looks like just a still from the first movie. It looks like they just stripped all the text off the first movie.
Wait, he's not in it though, right?
No, you see a black guy come into the shot, and you only see the back of his head, and you're like, there's Will Smith, and then it shows the front of his head, and it's not Will Smith, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then the president, Madam President, greets that guy, and she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Sorry your dad's dead, by the way, and he couldn't be here.
Sorry your dad had to do Suicide Squad and he couldn't be here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, basically. It's just so poorly done. That's the entire awesome. Movie. Yeah.
Hell yes, dude.
And then now you know, and then the whole idea is like there's been no war or whatever, but then they have to go to like meet with these African warlords that carry swords, and Jeff Goldblum's all like scared when he meets them. And it's like, you just said there's been no war. Why would he be afraid of these people?
Dude, what happens? The aliens come back and fuck shit up?
The aliens come back and they defeat them by doing literally the exact same thing they did in the first one.
So it's basically like Star Wars, where
yeah, they
like
have like an alien, fucking... they have a secret alien ship, and then they have to go inside the mothership.
They have to shoot a really
then
small hole.
Now there's like two motherships or something. I think they learned. I don't know. I mean, it was the same thing with Force Awakens. How Force Awakens fucking sucked.
Yeah,
and yeah. Everyone's like, "Oh, that was good." It's like, no, it just wasn't as bad as the fucking prequels, those first three.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
well,
so
it was just the same.
It was
movie.
The same plot. I mean, yeah. There was some cool shit.
I
in
guess
it.
That's what they're doing with the Independence Day. They're like, yeah, let's just make the same exact movie, not go crazy with it,
mm-hmm.
bring everyone back that we can, except the one guy that made the movie a blockbuster hit.
fuck, dude.
I was sick all day today. I watched a dog-awful, really bad movie. God-awful?
Dog awful sucks.
Are you not blaspheming anymore?
Yeah,
you're watching.
That's how like fat lady third grade teachers say god awful. They say
dog awful.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like a fat lady with a
gods of Egypt. Did you guys?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh yeah! And it's all white people.
It's all white people with British accents, and the gods are transformers. Basically, they
hell
turn
yes.
into like flying transformers.
That sounds tight.
I want to make a movie
Gerard
called.
I want to watch the worst possible movie.
I want to make a movie called 13 Years a Slave, and it's about an Irish guy. It comes to America.
Yeah, it's true. It was worse.
Yeah, he moves to Boston.
Yeah, yeah. The Irish were slaves too.
Yeah, yeah. But
my
for
favorite,
13 years.
My favorite is Greek people are like, yeah, the Greeks were slaves because like the Ottoman Empire
yeah.
just took over Greece. Like, that's not the same fucking thing as slavery. They were just like
yeah.
some fucking fat Turkish guy.
Yeah, from what I understand, from what I've seen in movies and film, like the Roman term slave just means girlfriend. Like a girlfriend that speaks kind of broken English.
Yeah, yeah.
That you met while you were away at war. That's what slave means.
Yeah. Well, it's Thomas Jefferson had that interpretation of the word as well.
Oh yeah. My man was smanging.
My man
it's so committing
funny. Like,
rape,
anytime,
yo.
Anytime you meet
hell
a,
yeah, yo, TJ, get in them fucking guts, yo. Them's your slaves, yo. Anyway,
he's such a good writer, dude. He wrote a really sick Constitution for us.
Yeah. I mean, anytime I meet a black person with the last name Jefferson, I'm like, maybe. You know?
Wasn't it Fields?
Hemings, I thought.
Hemings?
Sally Hemings.
Oh, Sally Fields.
Not Sammy Fields. Sally Fields.
Stanley Fields.
Sally Hemings?
Sally Hemings.
Sally Hemings, yeah. His slave.
That's so.
Yeah, everybody got up in them guts.
The last name Hemings is descended from American royalty.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I never meet any black people with my last name, which Mullen? Makes me feel good.
It's
yeah.
Irish.
Yeah.
Marlon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sha.
It's not how we talk.
Hey, my name is Nick Merlin.
I've never had sex.
I've never had sex before.
I watched the MMA.
I love sex with men. I love haggis and sex with men. That's probably Scottish, but...
Yeah, it's the same
whatever,
shit.
Man. That shit
I watched
sucks.
The MMA thing this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah, Connor?
That dude is sick.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's going to be a movie star.
And he just talks shit all the time.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm so fucking pissed
and
off.
And he was
right
trolling.
Now.
He yeah. was like, I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. Fuck off. The champ does whatever the fuck he wants.
Why is he going to be a movie star?
Because he's got...
He's gonna be a wrestler. He legitimately will be a wrestler.
He can beat people up. He can do action stuff.
I think
he's got,
he should get
a combat background. I think he should
cabinet level appointment.
Yeah. Too bad he's not a fucking citizen.
You don't have to be a citizen to be a cabinet, do you?
No, you don't. You don't have,
you
to,
have
be
to be
a citizen
born
to be
here.
President. We learned that over the last 8 years. I found this
that's
guy.
So
I was
true.
Like arguing with this guy online. I keep telling these like conservative groups that Obama is Algerian and he's bringing Sharia law to the United
Trump
States.
Is.
And I
that
found this guy's phone number.
Trolling, by the way.
Yeah, I want to call him.
Yeah, you're trolling for the good guys now.
No, he's just doing
no
the best
trolling
troll.
For, yeah.
He's a chaotic force, dude. There's no trolling for anything.
Well, that's what trolling's supposed to be.
He's a troll purist, dude.
I think like the alt-right's probably going to lose a lot of numbers now that like Trump is actually in office because
right.
The people that are just there to be trolls, they can't it can't
the
just
winning
go
team.
With,
yeah,
yeah, right. It, you know, they have to fuck with people. So if their ideas are ever popular.
Yeah, but there's still journalists and stuff they can call Jews and stuff like that, right?
That's true. Yeah, that is true. There is some important work still to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still need to get rid of the.
Well, there's going to be a Holocaust of American Jews, and AIPAC's going to pay for it.
Dude, do you hear? Yeah.
We're going to make them pay for it.
We're going to make Israel pay
Israel's going to pay for the Holocaust.
That makes sense, dude. Yeah, I hope we got a fucking wall, though, yo.
Yeah.
That's already too many fucking burritos over
Look
here.
Look how nervous Adam is.
Dude, don't worry. We'll hide you.
We'll hide
dude,
you, dude.
I'm wearing the star.
Look at my
We're
room.
We're going to have to break your
Look at my room.
Nose.
Look how good I'm at making cubbies.
That would be...
I'm going to put a bookshelf. You'll have your own little...
Man, it'll be like a five, like a
yeah,
maybe
a little abacus, yeah.
Five,
you know, a wall. You have to have a daughter named Masha. That keeps trying to learn English from the humans.
From the humans,
yeah.
The humans are our friends. Masha, you must not trust them.
They are my friends.
They are not your friends, Masha.
They are teaching me how to read.
But Five will just talk normal, right?
Yeah,
I love that shit.
Well, Five was written by Saul Bellow, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, people told me it was Jewish, so I liked it.
Oh, basically every cartoon rat is Jewish.
Yeah, it's true.
Chuck E. Cheese, Ratigan,
Ratatouille, cook.
Who's the other one?
Mickey
Stuart
Mouse?
Little?
That
Stuart Little's a Jew.
The
Mickey
the
Mouse
Rat
is not
Fink
Jewish.
From the
anti-Semite,
the Ed Roth cartoon.
From what?
There's you know those Ed Roth cartoons. So it's like
oh yeah,
those
yeah.
drag racing
out.
Cart. Yeah, those hot rod cartoons.
Those
anyway,
aren't Jews. They're too cool to
well,
be.
Well, the mouse, the rat is.
Mm. Oh, cool.
We're going through now. I'm just naming cartoon rats that I can think of.
Is that an exhaustive list of cartoon rats? Who else do we got? Were there any rats in what about Tom? Tom's a mouse from or Jerry, I guess is the mouse.
No, Tom's the mouse. Jerry's the cat. No, Jerry's the mouse.
Jerry's the mouse.
Tom's the
Tom
cat.
Jerry.
Tom is the cat.
Yeah,
Tom
Jerry's
cat,
a Jewish
dude.
Name.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry's definitely a
Jerry Heller.
A Jew.
Mm-hmm. NWA.
Jerry Steinstein.
What other fucking mouse mises are there? And was there mice in Garfield?
Yeah,
the lasagna was all mouse lasagna. Yeah.
John
was a Jew.
John's Jewish,
for sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean that's really there's a Garfield where Garfield John puts the menorah out and he's like Garfield, don't eat my menorah. And then Garfield eats the menorah.
How did he come up with this fucking stuff, man? Yeah, every time I read Garfield, I'm like, is he going to eat that fucking lasagna?
What's going to happen here?
Yeah, you better not eat that fucking lasagna.
That's a hungry cat.
Yeah, I love that fucking cat.
You know,
eating.
It makes me want to get a cat, and then I see the real ones, and it's like, nah, they're gay. They're too soft.
Excuse me. They don't sell those like that.
Sir, can you please leave Petco? You're scaring the animals.
Yeah, let me get a fucking cat, yo. Make it talk any fucking Italian food, yo.
Why did we open a Petco in Dundalk?
He's just holding out sliced meatballs. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We had to send all the parrots back to headquarters because they learned the N-word.
Porch monkey! Get away from my sister!
That's a fun bit.
I love Dundalk, baby. Yeah, we stopped in Baltimore. We were in D.C. this weekend.
Yeah.
Big Hunt did a little road trip.
We did a sample of the soon-to-be Adam-free episodes.
Yeah, once we hit 5K,
yeah.
Adam's guys, gone to be replaced with a rotating cast of Jews.
Oh, yeah. Guys, it's not...
Dude,
okay.
It's not. I'm
what?
Trans.
I mean, we had a great
I'm
episode
trans.
Without you.
You fucked me.
Yeah,
that already happened.
I have a mental disability. I'm brain damaged.
What do you mean?
I
you're
was
brain
molested.
Damaged.
Yeah.
You know, we got a whole, we got the...
You were molested on the last episode?
I was molested on the last episode.
Yep, we got into
well,
it.
Well, that's
we
why really you did. Need me here.
Nah, dude, what he's better off do? For it.
Yeah.
He's stronger now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have one episode without you. You come back, you're sick, you're getting germs all over the microphone.
I'm not sick because I wasn't on the podcast.
You know, maybe you are.
I'm sick because of the Trump administration. And it makes me goddamn sick to my stomach.
Is this Dickfield?
No.
You were doing the Dickfield voice.
That's just me when I'm not around you guys.
Okay. No, yeah. That's him at home. That's yeah. what every Jewish
I try
person...
to Gentile. It up around you guys.
Try that's Hebrew. That's him speaking
holding
Hebrew.
A cup to your wall.
Try to sound
trying to perfect the voice.
Oh yeah,
fuck. Yeah. His people have been sending me his statuses the last week.
Yeah, you sent me one of those.
Oh,
bold.
They're so good. You know, and I know I said that I, no more bullying. I know I promised that.
Yeah.
But you know, who saw this election coming? Who saw this result? And I feel like that's a message from America that. It's time to bully again.
I think so, dude.
You know?
Bullying won.
It's yeah. Alpha Males won, dude. This is an Alpha Male podcast again.
Well, I think it's like because people were too afraid to bully people that suck. That's how Donald mm-hmm. Trump won.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. We were too nice. Yeah. So in the spirit of whatever loose point I can piece together.
When, yep, I agree 100%.
Bring up Seth again.
It's time to do
when
that.
Seth goes high. We go low.
Yeah. He had one. Did I send you that one? Like, ugh, I was in a coffee shop the other day, and I'm explaining to the white barista that this is fascism that we're living under. And it's like, you know, what are the other people in line thinking while he's doing this? And it's just, how are you always in a coffee shop getting into arguments
also,
with people?
Also, he's not doing that. He's not. He thought about doing it.
Last month, I spent $47,000 on croissants.
What is this?
Yeah, take a shot, bitch.
I have a cold. Though.
Just do it.
Just take the medicine.
Take the medicine. Take it, dude. Dude, those were roofies, yeah. We're about to fuck you in the ass, yo.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little menthol finish on it.
Hell yeah, dude. Smooth going in. Thank you.
I wish I could drink.
I saw him do a shot of cold medicine.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I get the flu, I become, like, addicted to NyQuil for, like, 3.5 weeks after the flu's over. I'm like, yeah, I still need it.
Did you ever, trip on DXM Robo Trip
so never. Many times dude.
Yeah
really
I probably it's, have holes in my fucking brain
it's so it's such a stupid way to get high
I literally used to go
I've done it
I literally used to eat like a box of Corseed every single day after work and
what's
just fucking trip Corseed and cough and cold
oh really
yeah
and Jesus that fucks Christ. You up
every what does it do day?
Yeah for like a month and a half long period
are these the pizza shop days
yeah actually
you
yeah.
can't move you like
yeah you just it's
you're
like it's like ketamine.
Yeah.
Do you get a hangover
it's
the next
disassociative
day? Should I do it right
sure.
now?
No, I would never do it. The last time I did it, I threw up immediately. I like forced myself to throw up because I started tripping and I'm like, why am I fucking doing this?
Jesus. I did it once in college and it was enough. I was just like, I don't think my penis is ever going to come back. I think it's done.
Where was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you just look at your face
dorm.
In the mirror and it just doesn't make sense. It's like
nothing makes sense. My for some cool. reason I felt like my I had the smallest penis in the world. For some reason I just
so the thing about the drug clearly, is it, yeah, yeah it makes everything
true
you see true yeah.
Yeah, yeah
you understand things as they really are
dude thank god
bitch
thank god I'm wearing these big
beach
dick ass. Colored
beach
glasses
beach ass motherfucker
beach ass motherfucker
Adam Friedland is a little dick ass boy who has never had sex.
The only way to cure the issue of a smaller penis is you must find an albino child. And then you will use the knife
a virgin.
To remove the ears and eyelids of the albino child. And when it is screaming, only then will you penetrate the child. We must have this in Africa.
I have never had consensual sex in my life.
You must never respect a woman. If I know one thing, it is that
It is always wear sandals and never respect a woman.
The only time I take off my sandals is when I have to rape.
God damn, I love this character. I literally almost crashed the car. We were doing that shit African the whole rapist. Time. Whoa, whoa.
Not just African guy.
African man, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't condemn his way of life.
You know what's crazy is that G-Unit is, like, huge in Africa.
Really?
Not just 50 as a solo. I mean, he's pretty big there, too.
Is it just
but
in...
the group, Lloyd Banks, Young Buck...
Really?
And 50 Cent is, like, huge in
Africa.
You
know who's the number one sellout artist in all of Africa?
Who?
Justin Guarini. Cross.
It's Christopher Cross.
They love yacht rock. They love sailing.
Well, they all dress like him. It's like a silk pink shirt, size 48 waist, billowing khakis and sandals.
Chris Cross is actually surprisingly boring dressing. I think he just wore like jeans and a t-shirt.
But. Yeah?
No. Yeah, because he was an artist who... When Sailing dropped, everyone's like, this is the next big yacht rock superstar.
And then they saw him and he disappeared.
They saw a picture of him in like a magazine because it was pre like MTV or whatever. Mm-hmm, and they were like, this guy.
Yeah, because that album, sucks. The cover is just a flamingo.
Yeah, it's awesome. The green thing
album.
With the flamingo. Yeah.
What's the name of that album?
I forget. That's the one with Sailing on it. Yeah. But,
Oh, it's got Ride Like the Wind.
Ride Like the Wind's on it too, yeah.
It's got Arthur's theme on there too, I think.
Arthur's theme was from the movie Arthur.
The movie, but I think it's on that album.
I don't think it's on the album. But yeah, Jamel put me onto that album. But but yeah, then it turned out he looked like a pig, so he could be famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How ugly was he? I've never seen his face.
He's
pretty
good looking guy.
Yeah.
Damn. Not everybody.
There's another
cute.
Guy, fuck. Joe
Pentigliano?
No, I want to say Joe Robinson, but that's not it. That's the song Stepping Out. That was another guy that was like hideous.
I forget.
That was part of that genre.
Yacht rock?
Not yacht rock, but just not whatever that like contemporary.
Adult contemporary.
Yeah, adult contemporary, not, you know, new wave, zero cool, easy music to music
easy listening,
to
yeah.
music to watch the euthanasia fucking drugs drip into your arm while listening to.
Oh fuck. Jeez. That's that good shit, man.
Yeah, Joe, what the fuck is his name?
I don't know any fucking old white people music, because all that shit that I listen to is just my family like listening to Greek music.
Who's like what's like what kind of Greek music? Like Greek rock?
My family like, didn't listen to that shit either.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I got into like yacht rock stuff when I was like...
my parents didn't listen to
like
what
early 20s.
Parents, what do your parents listen to?
Like R.E.M. and Nirvana. And
really?
Like, yeah.
My parents are a little bit older.
What?
Yeah.
How old my parents listen to like Bob Dylan and the Beatles.
No. They listen to that shit?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan
college rock, like early 90s college rock?
Yeah.
That's strange.
My parents like Paul Simon and the Beatles and...
No, my parents, stayed, you know. My like, aunt listens to, like, Pharrell and shit. She's, like,
really?
60 years old. Yeah.
My dad really fucked
so
with that.
Fucking strange, dude.
I know, it's weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
My dad really fucked with that Santana Supernatural album.
Yeah.
The one with Rob Thomas?
With all the hits, yeah.
My dad made me download Duddy Rock for him.
Sean DePaul?
Yeah.
What the
Your dad
fuck?
Like Sean Paul?
Yeah.
That's
He was
sick.
Like, give me that album.
Yeah, I love that album.
Good, dude.
Yeah.
Just Give Me the Light was on that. Just Give
light
Me the
Light.
Light
Blue.
Just Give Me the Light. Oh, Light Blue is a fucking banger,
Light Blue
dude.
Is a fucking banger, yeah. I My friend always shit. Does that at karaoke, and it's kind of racist. Mm. But it's,
why? Because he's doing...
It's really Jimmy. Hard. Mm. It's like, at first you're like,
well,
this is a little bit
all,
racist, but then
white people
you're
doing
like,
karaoke at
hard.
All is racist because it's Japanese.
It's a karaoke.
It's
karaoke.
Karaoke.
It's culturally appropriative
unless
for
you do, I'm
white men
Japanese.
To use consumer electronics.
That's true. I won't even
that's
get
why,
near a microwave.
That's why I have a Ford television. It runs on gasoline.
it's got
carbon
pistons.
Monoxide.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Goddamn, dude. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
Your dad
listens
to Sean
Paul.
Paul.
I know. That's so funny.
Yo, there was a period where he had like 11 number one hits in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shaggy, too. Shaggy was like
and
the
Akon
funny version
as well.
Of Sean Paul.
Didn't Akon give Africa like light bulbs or something?
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
He gave Africa light bulbs.
Well, you know why he's rich as fuck? Is he signed Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. He got all that Lady Gaga paper.
He gets a little
Lady
piece
Gaga
of that.
Who's leading the charge in the petition to have the electors you know, give Hillary the presidency anyways.
Well, it's only right, dude.
Yeah. Yo, what the fuck is that? Like, people think, really? Well, they don't have to vote for Donald Trump. They could save America.
They technically don't, but that
but like, what's somebody a petition going to do?
There would be domestic terrorism if
100%.
For sure.
There would be militia just go like absolutely like storming.
It would be like fucking McVeigh level bombings by right-wing extremists if they did that.
Damn, that would be fucking...
Because those are the guys that are just fucking waiting for an excuse.
Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, what did the fucking... The Bundy shit happen over? Like a post office?
I think...
That they wanted to, like, you know, put down a calendar or something? Yeah.
Like, they wanted to let their calendar...
They wanted to get rid of the Garfield calendar in a post office. Oh, like, not Oregon? My fucking... This is my country!
No, it was a land rights issue.
Yeah, something. Yeah, there was like, but they took over. I know what it was, but it's. I was doing a bit out of him. You don't have to fucking.
Oh, who's. You fucking loser.
Raise their cattle.
Beach ass.
Adam Friedland.
Beach ass.
He's a beach ass.
Motherfucker.
Mudafuka. This is why you are not allowed to come on the pirate missions. You must stay here and get AIDS. Like the women. Stay in the village.
Fuck. Wow, what a good bit, boys.
Yeah. We were periscoping that guy in the car.
African guy?
Yeah.
I do a pretty good one.
Yeah? Oh, you're from Africa.
Yeah.
I always forget that you're African American.
African American.
Yeah.
Now, wait, so.
That's why I got into Harvard.
So, you could join the National African American Colored People. Association.
National Association.
The National.
Don't you mean the
National
NWACP? Yeah. That's the best thing anyone's
Who
ever said.
Who said that?
My friend Eric.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
That's the whole thing about the fucking. Yeah. What's her name? Transracial.
Right.
Rachel Dolezal.
Could you join the NWACP?
There's this bitch. Okay, there's this bitch in Spokane.
No, he's not a colored person. It's only for people of color. So it was smart that they named it that, because that was a bit when I was growing up. There were people like, what, colored? And it's like, you know, it's smart. Now they're just, you know, people like Adam can't game the system.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the United Negro College Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you another smart choice.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah. It's not Africa. Nothing to do with Africa.
Right.
Smart.
Yeah.
The only African American thing is the NCAA.
It's true.
Yeah, or USAA. You get USAA. You get your car towed.
I already got it.
Oh, fuck. What's up, dude? Tired?
No, I'm just sick. It's fine.
I'm sorry, buddy.
You don't have to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, well, we're tired because I've been at work since 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I
I work for a living, dude.
And I made an omelet. I made a salad today. I'm trying to be healthy, boys.
Stop.
I'm
you
trying
getting to, back on that.
I'm
health
trying to get
kick,
back
buddy?
On the health kick. I'm trying to, you know, summer 17. I'm out there. I'm sucking. I'm fucking, dude. That's what it is.
Did you get laid in D.C.?
I did, but
what
it
do
was.
You mean? Why are you exhaling like that? Good. That's my boy right there.
It was a tough one, dude.
Yeah, he's been complaining about this for like 3 days.
I haven't been complaining. Adam brought it up. Just a girl that I wasn't that interested in was talking to me, and I was like, I don't really want to, you know.
Yeah.
And then she was like, hey, do you want to...
Was she a comp?
No,
was she in the scene? Or
she just saw the show.
She was just at the show.
And she was just like, hey, do you want to have sex with me?
Yeah, so you say yes,
and
obviously.
I was like, all right. And then I did, and it wasn't that good. And, you know, I didn't bring my A game, you know. It was she had a really nice apartment.
Well, that's
I felt
nice.
Like I couldn't fuck in
well,
it.
How
I
is
feel
that
like
bad?
I feel like I didn't deserve to fuck in that apartment.
Oh, because it was a nice apartment?
It was too nice for me, dude.
Did you have a telescope?
Huh?
Did she have a telescope?
I love that.
She had a skylight. That no telescope.
That was classes the place up. A telescope. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get a big-ass telescope for my room.
Hell yeah.
Look at what?
You have no windows.
Just to fill the room
for
up.
For your windows.
Tons of telescopes.
Rise
welcome
up the
to
joint.
The Discovery Channel, bitch. Bill. Bill Nye, the science guy. Do you think Bill chants like that when he fucks? Bill
hell
Nye?
Yes, yeah, of hell yeah.
Bill, shut up, bitch.
Shut up, Bill. Bill, inertia is a property of matter. Bill.
Ouch, Bill. Bill is not a good lover, dude. You think Bill Nye fucks good for
you?
Real?
Know what, you know what show was so much better than Bill Nye's Science Guy show?
What?
Beekman's World, the Brooklyn Bill Nye Science Guy.
I remember
guy.
That.
I don't remember
oh,
that.
Holy shit, dude. There was another show that was basically Bill Nye the yeah. Science Guy, but it was Beekman's World, and this guy, he was like a scientist. He's like, yeah, it's me, Beekman. Yeah, you want to learn something, you fucking faggot?
It was low budget as fuck, too. Yeah, it was yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Was it PBS?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, really? It came on like right before Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah,
whoa.
Dude. Yeah, it was off brand.
He had like a hot assistant. Yeah, Jax.
He definitely fucked her.
Yeah, Jax, the hot assistant.
Who is Beekman? He was just some guy?
Just some like Brooklyn scientist. Yeah. You know, just a guy. Yeah, I'm from Bay Ridge. I do experiments.
Hey. Mostly phrenology about the different races yeah, and shit like yeah, yeah. that. But you
I
know.
Got calipers. I'm in the union.
The thing is, their heads. They ain't got a big enough brain, though. Yeah,
if they are too big, I'll cave the goddamn skull in with my calipers.
Yeah, Beekman was tight, dude. I remember that shit.
Yeah, I preferred Beekman.
Beekman definitely fucks better than Bill Nye, for yeah. sure. Bill what? Nye probably
Bill
doesn't
Nye's
fuck good.
Like on the news all the time now. They're like, oh, yeah, now for a science expert, Bill Nye. And I was like, I thought he was for babies. Now
I
he's
think
for adults.
He's just a fucking, he's got like
well,
a
he's,
make,
just,
he's got
popular,
an engineering
so
degree.
He's like, you know, he's like Neil deGrasse Tyson or who's that Japanese guy who always sits in that
yeah,
white
yeah,
room?
Yeah.
Hayosaki Hirohima?
Yeah, it's Kurumasaki Toyota.
Suzuki Riro.
What's his name?
Sushirito. Kamakaki Mahomato. Hirohito Okamoto. Do you guys ever fuck with Okamoto Crowns?
What's the guy's real name?
I don't know what his name is.
Fucking Daisuke Matsuzaka.
Daisuke Matsuzaka.
Fuck yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay Nakazawa.
Is there Ola Hurisa? Yeah,
yeah. Hickory.
Wait, hold on.
Hickory Dickory. Hickory Dickory.
No.
No. Screwing up the crack.
No. Hickory. Oh, don't do it.
There's absolutely no way that Kumiya hasn't already done Andrew Rice Clay.
Andrew Rice Clay.
Yeah, there's no way he hasn't done it already. He's done every iteration. Have
that
you ever seen
really
have you ever
good.
Seen Kumiya do Andrew Dice Gay?
Oh, it's one of the funniest things on earth.
It's so funny.
I sucked his
I
fucking
sucked
cock.
His fucking cock.
It's yeah. really good. Fuck, we should look that up. I want to watch it. That.
People forget that he's funny.
He's funny as shit,
Dice?
You know?
Because he's racist.
No, Kumiya.
Kumiya.
Oh,
Kumiya's really funny, dude.
Dice isn't very funny.
Dice
is whatever.
I don't know, man. The Day After Died is like my favorite comedy album of all time. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, but that's like...
Yeah, but it's irony.
That's irony.
I know.
Yeah, that's irony.
I know. But there's just... And yes, Dice sucks. His stand-up's
bad. And as like
bad,
a piece of art, it's incredibly
it's
fascinating.
Beautiful, dude.
And like,
I've yeah. listened to that more than I listen to any comedy album, for sure.
Well, there's another one, the Neil Hamburger one. The one Hot
that
February Night.
That's amazing. That's
that
one of the best things I've ever
that's
heard.
That's incredible, yeah. He's opening for Tenacious D at Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
And they said, all right, like you could do like, you do like 30. And, Tenacious D's fans are just like rabid and they don't give a fuck about
right,
it. He's bombing
right.
from the first punchline.
No one knows who the fuck he is.
No
if
one knows
know
who
he just
Neil
looks
Hamburger
like a shitty
is.
Comic.
Yeah, he opens with, what did Santa Claus get Paris Hilton for Christmas? And people are like, boo!
And, like, and then he's like,
he raped her! Well, he raped her.
Yeah, and then he just so he's getting booed by I'd say 90% of the stadium. 10% of the stadium is maybe behind
that's
it.
That's awesome.
/ confused.
Right.
And But like bombing for a sports stadium. That's
real bombing.
That's real bombing.
Yeah.
And the fact that he could just stay out there and then he kept faking out the audience. He's like, give it up for the reason you're all here tonight. And then he like build it up and he'd be like, Tenacious D's curtain. Tenacious D's curtain. You know, yeah. People are just like we want the D. And
they're
throwing things at him.
I got booed at Caroline's a week and a half ago.
Really?
At New York's Funniest?
No, at another show. I was just doing a Caroline's because I was like, there's some like, you know, I was asking people. I just looked at the audience. There was a woman there. I'm like, who are you voting for? And I was like, Hillary, probably, right? And she was like, no. And they were like, why would you assume that? I'm like, I don't know, because she's a woman.
Right.
And then people are like, boo.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, boo?
Yeah.
You're going to boo me. If she's voting for Trump, I mean, that's a surprise. Why would you assume she was voting for Trump? Well, in New York?
Was it a Trump crowd? I mean, it was probably fucking tourists and shit.
Yeah, I guess it was a Trump crowd.
Caroline's is all fucking...
But then here's the other thing, though. If it's a Trump crowd, they're not allowed to be offended.
Right. I hate that shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's the same shit that happened at Comics Come Home.
That was so funny. Like, people were tweeting at Nick DePaul. So at Comics Come Home last week, Wanda Sykes went up.
It's his big benefit.
She started going off about how much she hates Donald Trump, and the crowd starts
booing
her.
Nick DePaul is a Republican, though,
Nick
right?
Nick DePaul goes up after her and then starts going the other direction.
Yeah, he's like, and he's voted for Trump.
Yeah, he's like, I voted for Trump, all these fags. You know, yeah, I don't know what he said. Yeah,
and he called some woman a Jew. He was like... He just pointed her out and called her a fucking Jew.
You can imagine what Nick DePaulo said.
Yeah.
And then so on Twitter, people are like tweeting at Nick like, you did great. Wanda fucking sucked or whatever. And, and he's retweeting it. At a certain point, someone was like, you fucking suck, dude. You're not welcome in Boston. This is like a liberal city. And he's like, you fucking bombed. And Nick DePaulo responds to it. And this tweet that said that to him had like one fade. Yeah. No one saw it. And then Nick DePaulo responds to it. He's like, yeah, and how did fucking Wanda do, huh?
Just throwing her under the bus for no reason. Not just responding, but I think he quote tweeted it too. Yeah, and then responded to
it.
But that's so,
so funny.
He's real funny, dude.
He's funny as shit. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you would have Wanda Sykes followed by Nick DePaulo the week Trump wins is like the funniest combination.
Who's doing
on Earth.
That? Yeah, whoa.
Just a black lesbian,
and then a
the most outspoken, does not
Italian,
give a fuck,
libertarian asshole.
Not even libertarian, Republican, conservative Republican.
He's not like Christian conservative, is he?
No.
I don't
really
know. Wanda Sykes was from Boston.
She is. I thought she's from D.C.
She's from D.C.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's like D.C. scene.
I don't know, man. Everyone claims everybody. I don't know where she's from.
That's true.
Yeah, DC tries to claim Lewis Black sometimes.
Well, he was Patton born Oswald. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to high school in Silver Spring.
Yeah, so
at the same time as Goldie Hawn, Sylvester Stallone, and Ben Stein.
That's true.
That's a power quadruplet.
Yeah.
You think Ben Stein ever fucked Goldie Hawn?
Yeah, probably.
What about Sly?
You know, I didn't know that Sly, the reason he talks like that...
Because he was paralyzed.
Bell's palsy.
From
calipers.
Yeah.
They were trying to measure his skull to see what race he was. Because his family was Italian, and you could never be sure with them.
Right. How much more blood is in their system?
Yeah, I thought the mom was lying.
Yeah.
I seen too many fucking Moulinons coming in and out of here. Yeah. I don't know about this, Deborah.
The
kid's strong as hell.
My wife is smelling like a peanut grease. You smell like a peanut oil.
Why are the doorknobs slippery? Fuck. Damn, we did talk about Sly in high school already.
No, we didn't. I think we did.
It came up.
Sly in high school?
I think so.
When?
I feel like we did. What do you think Sly Stallone was like in high school? Beautiful, right? Fucked a lot.
I don't know. All I know is that he slept in the Port Authority bus station and then did a softcore porn.
Yeah.
And then he wrote Rocky in what he says 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or no, he said, I think he says like he wrote in 3 days, no sleep. Just sit there, type machine.
Yeah, it shows.
3 days. Rocky One's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I mean, I don't know how good it is as a screenplay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it did win best screenplay that year.
Yeah, so he's going to fall in love with the retarded girl.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I probably mentioned it on the podcast before, but one of my favorite things about Rocky, in the beginning of the movie, when he's like dealing with the mob guys that he's an enforcer for, they're trying to get him to hand the money he owes, you know, from his collection run over. And, like, the two other enforcers are in a car. And they're like, hey, Rock, why don't you bring that girl that you like to the zoo? And he's like, yeah, what's that? And he goes, because I hear retards love the zoo. Yeah, he's like, you piece of shit. And he starts chasing after the car. They speed off. Rocky 3, Rocky gets brain damage. You know, and Adrian brings him to the zoo. In the end of the movie, he's like, you know, I always love the zoo. And I don't know if they knew that or not.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
You also did a good slide with the L. The love. The way.
Yeah, I love the zoo. I
love the zoo.
You know, when he was a little baby, he used to fit in my hand.
That's the speech from...
yeah, I used to totally tell this little baby gonna grow up
from
one day.
Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
Creed. Everybody I saw. Shit,
that was probably the last good movie he made ever.
Creed was so goddamn good.
It was so good.
Creed's good, but he's not playing Rocky in that fucking movie. That's
what
a different
mean?
Character. Rocky's not that smart or insightful.
No, Rocky's a dumbass.
Hey, a life full of fucking wisdom.
Yeah, but he's had a life.
He's got brain damage. He would have Parkinson's at that point.
He's been working in an Italian restaurant and learning lessons.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's wise. You know?
After Tommy Gunn, he learned a lot. He went to community college.
My pecs were just straight up flexed for like 48 hours. I was just ready to fight.
Dude, I wanted a fucking just Jordan sweatsuit. I was going to start jogging.
So cool.
Yeah, I remember when you saw that movie, you immediately texted me and told me you're getting a Jordan sweatsuit. Because that's the first step in losing weight.
It's true.
Dude,
buying,
if I don't have the gear, how the fuck am I going to do it?
Buying clothes with elastic elastic bands.
You need the Jordan sweatsuit. Clothing. You need the 12 o'clock boys.
I need the 12
like
o'clock
running,
boys to riding around
right,
with
doing
you.
Doing wheelies all around
while I run.
As you You can't work out if you don't have them.
Absolutely dude.
Fuck, I literally, for 3 days after I watched that movie, just fucking ate nothing but vegetables and like fucking did
push-ups
and
shit.
You're
really gonna turn this thing around.
And then I don't know what happened, but you know, I got a little derailed, but I'm getting back in there.
Yeah. Nah, there's really no point in trying to better your life.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, I mean, I saw those celebrities today on that job.
How they look?
John Travolta?
I mean, I don't know if I can say. I guess whatever. Fucking yeah. Emma Watson was there.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson.
Oh, was it Beauty and the Beast?
I guess
Harry Potter.
Oh, there goes that India. I mean, the worst case scenario, they just don't ever fucking hire me again.
You didn't say it.
Yeah, but they didn't hire me knowing that I'm a host of like the world's most successful podcast.
Yeah. They wouldn't have let you do
that. That's how we get juicy bits, dude, because, you know, I like the level of fame we're at, because we do have the world's most successful podcast.
It's true.
But no one knows what we look like. Mm-hmm. You know, I could just walk around.
My point is unmolested. I'm not envious of those people, you know?
Of what? Celebrities?
Yeah, their life is just a little bit more comfortable. You know, they
I think it's a nice amount
more
comfortable.
No, they get their own green room and, you know, a special meal or whatever.
Dude, their fucking days off are so much better. Like, them just blowing off a day.
Why? How is it
they
better than
mine?
They
do rich people shit, dude.
My day off is I do some cocaine.
They get better cocaine.
Floor.
They have nice couches instead of floors.
I don't know. I don't think their lives are really all that much better.
They get to go on pedophile fuck jets.
I think it's you know, you make enough money to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You make enough money to be comfortable, and then there's like a huge gap, and then there is pedophile, you know, secret fuck planes.
Right.
Mm. And the guys that like make their own space programs.
right.
If you have enough money, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go to the moon, and I'm going to build a house there. And like, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're just like a mid-level, like, what's her net worth? It's got to be what?
Emma Watson? Dude, fucking, are you kidding me?
Shit ton. Like, dude, those Harry Potter movies?
$3 or $4 million. She's fucking rich as hell, dude. She can buy a little island.
Yeah, well.
Her life is so much better than yours. It's not even close.
I disagree.
That's fucking, you're wearing a Tony Hawk shirt with holes
pretty
under both armpits.
I've had this shirt for literally probably 22 years.
Yeah, exactly, dude. She doesn't have anything for over like 6 months.
Yeah.
Does she look good?
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, of course.
That's the other thing, too, when you meet celebrities is like, You see them, and you're like, oh, that's where you're famous.
Yeah,
right. Really, you just, there's nothing like fucked up about you and up close.
They're perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, you think like, you know, oh, well, that's all makeup or whatever. Uh-huh. But no, their like faces are symmetrically perfect.
Yeah, right.
They don't have any weird tics. Right. You know, yeah. They don't speak weird or fucking, you know. And on top of that, they have to like not have fucked up personal lives.
What
you know?
Do you mean?
What?
Like Emma Watson couldn't have a podcast called Come Down.
No.
You know,
yeah, you're right. You are better than Emma Watson.
I am.
Yeah.
You're better.
No, you're right. I agree.
Emma Watson also couldn't have a 22-year-old shirt and like just not bathe for a week or change your clothes or.
You're making solid ass points.
Yeah,
these are better things that you get to do.
That's the way I see it. I don't care what some fucking British piece of shit has to say about it.
Apparently, she had to drop out of college because. Every time she like she was at Brown, and every time she like answer a question, people would be like,
5 points of Gryffindor.
That's a good bit.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Well,
bit.
I don't even know what the really fuck annoying. That means.
Apparently, it was really annoying, and she had to drop out of school.
Did you see that? So there, like that was like the thing this week is
every Harry fucking Potter pussy that, saying
Harry Potter. Well, yeah, there was plenty of people doing that, but there was one girl that everybody found. There was like one girl that like exemplified those tweets where she's like Hufflepuff, we need you to be whatever.
That shit was the like, gayest thing I've ever
Slyphindor,
seen in my life.
We need you to, you know,
that was very funny.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal, we need you to something.
Fuck your sister.
And then but then somebody found another tweet that lady did that was like, this reminds me of in the Care Bears movie when the cousins call and say we can all help. It's like that is literally a movie for babies.
That's like that's for babies young that adult don't know anymore. How to speak.
Yeah, like, it's for babies.
Because of colors.
Yeah.
And
she's like, oh, as soon as Donald was elected, I had to get my teething ring and flip through my books that are made so that they float in the bathtub.
Hillary Clinton is basically Barney.
I sat down in my play school desk with the little wheels on the bottom and I piddled around the living room.
I would love one of those, honestly.
Yeah.
Those bouncy shits where the babies fucking go, they can't walk yet. But they just
you have
up
the
down.
Physics of a baby.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Give me a big ass version.
You got
version
baby
of that.
Proportions.
The bouncy thing looks fun.
I'm like a big sexy baby, dude. That's kind of my brand. Sexy ass baby.
Yeah. You have like, the circumference of your head is probably like 36 inches.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Six.
Well, do you wear fitteds? Can you wear fitteds?
I can wear the upper limit of fitteds.
Yeah,
some of the bigger fitteds.
He tried to put my hat on one time, and he looked like a like a Popeye character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my snapback's got to go all the way the fuck up.
You got to go to the one snap.
The one snap, maybe two if I'm feeling fucking.
Now, how much of that is fat, though?
I don't think much, dude. I have a big ass head.
You just gotta have a big head.
Yeah,
like my fucking. I'm feeling it.
Do you
right
think
now.
That's the reason you're fat?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to lose weight, but I can't because my head would look weird.
Yeah, it would make your head
I
look weird.
I
want
to eat salads. I don't want to have fried chicken for breakfast 3 days in a row, but...
Your body was like, oh, we got to do something about this head.
Yeah.
And proportions.
I do got a big ass head, though. I lost a little weight in college and my head looked hilarious.
Okay, so we have to have like some kind of bit this week. So let's say... that there are famous celebrity executions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who would you like to see killed, how, and how would it go down?
Who do I like to see killed?
Mm. Yeah, so, you know, I'm saying, like, you know, we're going to ease into it. America's going to have to get to this point. But probably in, like, 5-6 months, we're going to see, you know, Trevor Noah shot, you know, executed.
Uh-huh.
Lena Dunham for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be
but they're
going to
save that one, you know, that's like the main event.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. How would they die? Would Lena Dunham die just like in a...
I was saying fed to rats. I think that would be cool. If they have a big rat pit in the White House and they...
Just very hungry rats.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he's like, Lena, I would love it if you would come over for we're going to have a great dinner. It's going to be a fantastic dinner. And then he fattens her up.
And then, she Hansel and Gretels her.
Yeah. Well, it's a long dinner table, and she's on one end. They keep bringing her food, but there's a hole that leads to the rat pit underneath her chair, and the chair is placed on saran wrap. So as Lena continues to eat, eventually the chair tears
smart
through down to the rat pit.
Yeah,
that's really broadcast good. On Fox as a primetime special. Get to see the rats eat her.
That's cool.
Yeah, and guess who's watching? That's right, John Glenn, American hero. He's in the audience today. Let's go to John. John, it's been 60 years since you were the first man to use the N-word in orbit. Now, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about watching this woman be eaten by rats? Or like, you know how the Celestials in Deadwood?
Yeah.
They feed people to pigs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing.
I like medieval torture
Celestial
devices.
Is that a early slur?
I think they made it up for Deadwood. Half the shit in Deadwood is made up. They
didn't, really?
Yeah.
No?
Because the way the language in Deadwood...
I'm watching it right now. Oh, Moonies.
Oh, because they have like a lunar calendar.
Lunars. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But I've never seen
the way they talk in Deadwood, that's not historically accurate.
No, no, it's not.
They made it up for the show, and that's why the show is so good. It's so well written.
It's so cool.
But, you know, it's not a particularly good show.
I disagree.
I think the dialogue's great. Have you gotten to the episode yet? The two episodes where Swearengen's not in it?
I just passed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those episodes.
The beginning of season two.
Those episodes.
But the two
suck.
Episodes immediately preceding those are incredible.
Is that where Dan gets into the fight with Silas?
No, it's where Swearengen gets in the fight with fucking Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but it's like they get
if you're
the
not
whole...
familiar with the show, Sandra Bullock is she plays so Deadwood is a bit of a show about a wagon that can't go less than 5 miles per hour.
Otherwise it'll explode. Yeah.
Or they lose all their slaves.
Fuck.
It's really good.
Okay, what about these executions? I think Lin-Manuel's gotta go.
Oh yeah, Lin-Manuel's going for sure.
Yeah, but
he's gonna be thrown into a burning dumpster by Immortal Technique.
That was so awesome.
Yeah.
He got bullied by a cool ass fucking dude.
A cool rapper?
A cool rapper. I don't think Immortal Technique's cool, but okay.
He's cooler than Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're right. He's corny. He's like
he's
the mean version
shit.
Of Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. Right, right, right. They're like two different sides of the same.
Right, 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 right.
Of woke rap.
So Lin-Manuel's got to go.
I think Chris Collinsworth, the football announcer.
Not only football announcer, the former host of the Guinness World Records TV show.
No, was he?
Chris Collinsworth hosted.
I would love to see him
executed. He hosted a non-sports thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'd love to see rats just eat Chris Collinsworth alive.
Yeah.
No, he can't go
You can't go all rats.
I thought it was rats was the format.
No, he rats would get his reserved for Lena.
He gets his head kicked off like a football. We should have kickers kick him in the head.
I just wanted him to feel like a fucking idiot before he dies, to know that everyone thinks he's such a fucking idiot.
No? That sucks. What did he do? Wait, what did he say something? Did I miss anything Chris Collinsworth
did? No, it just sucks, dude.
Okay, all right. Just people who we think suck?
Yeah.
How about this? Terry Bradshaw catches... they set Chris Collinsworth up.
Let's go.
Chris Collinsworth fucks Terry Bradshaw's daughter. Terry Bradshaw comes in and
gets mad.
Yeah, he gets mad and kills him.
I like that.
That'd be fun. Who else do we want to see die?
Rosie is for sure.
Rosie O'Donnell?
She's a client.
Dude, Rosie O'Donnell's going to start the resistance. Like she has an underground bunker.
Here's what we're going to do, Rosie. Here's what we're going to do, Rosie.
She came up like...
We're going to put you in a bathtub, and we're going to hold you face down in a bunch of Nickelodeon gack until the bubbles stop coming up. We're going to hear nothing but queefing noises until you're completely exhausted from this world. Okay? Rosie, that's your choice.
I think she really returned to prominence. Like, she was... I didn't think about her for 20 years until this election cycle.
Oh, this election?
Yeah.
Nah, she hasn't done shit since.
How about they do this? They sew Rosie O'Donnell's mouth onto Michael Moore's stomach. So she can only breathe through her nose. And as Michael Moore gets fatter, eventually the pathway to her nose is sealed by his weight. And then it's like Human Centipede, except Michael Moore has complete control over it. And could save her life, but chooses not to because he's addicted to Tootsie Rolls. Rosie, I'm sorry about this. I know this is wrong. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I just have to have one more slice of cheesecake.
We have.
I'm gonna stop tomorrow.
I'm pro double M, dude. I'm pro Michael Moore.
Yeah. He was right.
He got the election right.
He
was right.
He got the election right.
And you know what? I liked. He really does. I liked a lot of his documentaries.
Like a talking, decomposing jack-o-lantern.
He's disgusting. Well, he looks like a woman.
He's got that weird. He looks like a weird fucking neck pussy.
Hair hangs out of his hat, and they look like dog ears. He looks like an extra from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
Like some dog that's down on its luck. That's like, Charlie, please stop. Trump.
There was a mom some on my baseball
fat bulldog.
Team. One of the moms on my baseball team one year looked exactly like my
on mom. Your baseball team?
My, yeah. One of the kids.
Adam played mom league baseball.
I played mom league baseball. It was a league of their own. It was me, Rosie, the Michael Moore mom.
A League of Their Own is a good ass movie, dude.
Yeah, it's
dope. A league of getting owned, and it's Adam and Seth Cockfield. Seth Dickfield.
Who's that guy? Who's that other guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about doing a new character named Barf Seth Touch. That way it's like different enough. That, okay. You know,
barf.
Barf Seth Touch.
Okay,
you just shifted enough that you know you can't. You can't reasonably say I'm making fun of Seth.
Well, that's not a character. You're talking about a new guy you just met.
Yeah, I'm
Barf Seth Touch.
Well, I'll forget about it and we'll bring it back later. I still can't believe that barista thing. I'm telling this white lady, it's going to be fascism, and she's just rolling her eyes. And I'm there, and I've got crumbs all over my shirt. My pants have fallen down. Everyone can see my ass. And then I look over at the Indian woman who also works there, who I know is Indian somehow, by the way. There's no way she's any other ethnicity or nationality.
South Asian.
She's got to be Indian. And me and her, we're looking at each other, and we just know. You know, that's what I love is that all these stories always involve him like sharing a look with someone that he thinks he's relating to.
But he's
the least self-aware person in the world. So he has no idea that people fucking hate him.
Yeah.
So the stories never involve anyone agreeing with them. There was a black guy in the corner, and I'm sure he felt the same way I do.
There was a black woman sighing loudly, clearly at the barista.
Yeah. She was eating hot fire Cheetos in my ear. And that's a sign of respect in our community.
I heard it. She was probably thinking, go, boy. Ooh, boy.
I knew she respected me. I could sense it. I have a sixth sense for women of color. Well, the food's here, so that's going to be the end of the episode. And you guys...
Wait. Don't we have a live show?
The 28th of this month, November, the Monday after Thanksgiving at Come On Everybody. We're having a live show.
That's the name of the bar. Come On Everybody.
It's on Franklin and Franklin Ave in Brooklyn.
The show sells out every time, so I don't even think we need to plug it. But
we should plug it, get more people out. It
doesn't matter. You know, I mean, it's going to sell out anyways.
Please come.
Adam's friends buy tickets 6 weeks in advance. He has a very supportive friend group.
Nick is making this up. It's not true. Please come to the show.
Please come to the show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just don't bother coming.
You know, shut up, you bitch.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.